This is Jess and Grace with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a dingo was captured stealing from a boat anchored off the coast of Kigari. An online video shows the dingo leaping from the boat with an object in its mouth. The video uploader said they tried to stop the dog but fell, resulting in a handbag and several food items being stolen. The Queensland Department of Environment said dingoes will go to great lengths when looking for food and advise visitors and residents on Kigari to think seriously about food storage and rubbish disposal.
In more local news, Queensland's vaccine mandate for health workers has officially ended today, allowing thousands of paramedics and hospital staff to work in the industry without COVID immunizations. This lift of the two-year mandate follows consultations that happened over a two-week period. However, despite workforce shortages, Queensland healthcare employees will not be offered their jobs back. Instead, they are now eligible to apply for future roles and positions.
In national news, Bayern Shire Council of New South Wales North Coast will tighten restrictions on short-term accommodation in order to relieve the housing crisis. The council will cap non-hosted short-term accommodation in the area, including Byron Braid and Moolambeen, at 60 days a year. Byron Shire Mayor Michael Lyon was pleased to see the cap and said it was a recognition of the acute housing crisis in the area.
In more national news, an online debate has sparked about Australia's cashless future as several KFC outlets in New South Wales officially eliminate cash as a payment method. According to the ACCC, businesses are not obligated to accept cash as payment. However, they are expected to clarify the type of payments that are accepted. Across social media, concerns were raised by people who noticed the new cashless outlets in regions like Lakehaven and Mudgee. This comes at a time where the exchange of cash has dwindled within society, with the Reserve Bank of Australia announcing that cash only accounted for 13% of all payments made in 2022. Such a phenomenon questions whether the country is aiming to fizzle out cash entirely and rely solely on e-payments. Concerns over social exclusion have thus arisen.
In international news, a Japanese pharmaceutical company is developing a drug to grow teeth and hopes the drug will be placed on clinical trials within a year. Torigem Biopharma, funded by Kyoto University, has developed an antibody drug which inhibits the protein in the mouth that suppresses growth. The company wants to see the effects on humans in July 2024 and the drug on the market by 2030. Torigem's president, Honoka Skiso, wrote on the company's website that the company's first hope is to treat patients with congenital tooth loss who do not grow permanent tooth buds due to genetic causes.
For your weather today, it is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to forchipset.org.au.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well done on the news today. You know, a lot of stories there to take in. So, yes, we shall see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll see you then. And we'll go to a track here on a Workers' Power. Be sure to stick around. We've got plenty of workers' action coming up here on Workers' Power 4ZZZ.
Indulge in the dark side, 4ZZZ style with the Evil Zed.
After its hugely successful return last